Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, we have a little bit of a special episode for you. So I am joined by Brandy. Brandy, say hi.
Hi.
And we, if you don't know who Brandy is, you're going to get to know. And also, I just thought it would be so fun because I want to give you a peek, not only inside of our business and some of the things that we have dealt with behind the scenes over the last year, but also think it's cool for you to see our culture and the kind of leader that I like to be and the kind of team I like to bring on, because maybe it'll be helpful for you to be able to see how you can apply this in your own life. So for those of you that don't know, Brandy is my operational manager. We are getting ready to celebrate 1 year of her being with TWP. And when she started as my EA, so my executive assistant. And we grew exponentially when we added her on. And it has been this beautiful alignment that's going to continue to grow. But I just thought it'd be fun to have her on for us to not only chat about that beautiful growth, but also some of the hard things that we've dealt with. So Brandy, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about this and maybe a little bit nervous. Before Stephanie, I came from corporate America. I started my career out about 4 or 5 years in corporate and then moved into startup world. And a lot of that was a ton of structure, a ton of processes. I actually started in a management trainee program and it was like the gruntiest work. I was killing cockroaches. I was putting out mousetraps. It was so unglamorous, but that taught me so many lessons. And then moving into management and really just leadership roles. And then unfortunately, I was laid off at 8 months pregnant. It was the worst thing in my adulthood that happened to me. We had just moved back to New Jersey. I never thought I would live in New Jersey, and that's like a whole nother story, but we're living with my in-laws who I love, but it's difficult. 8 months pregnant, lose a job in a place that you know absolutely no one. And then my baby pops out and I'm like, who the heck am I? I don't know who I am. A few months go on. The company, I will say, took great care of me. They gave me a huge severance, and then New Jersey benefits are fabulous. God really provided during that time to give me a whole year with my daughter, which is in hindsight, such a blessing, and not everyone gets that. And I'm applying, nothing's working out. I'm like, gosh, why do I suck? I'm just taking it personal at that lack of confidence. And when that keeps happening and all of your identity, like my identity was in the job title, how much money I made, like being an independent person. And now you're at the beck and call of a crying baby. You're like, who the heck am I? And then the wealthy practitioner pops up. And my life changes forever. It was the EA role. It was local to me. So had I not moved to Jersey, would have never found out about it. And that's where things just really worked out. And so you called me that night, 7 p.m. I'm telling my husband, please keep the baby quiet. And he's like, Brandy, she understands. She has a toddler. I'm like, no, please just make sure she doesn't cry just for 10 minutes. And now I'm like dying laughing because I'm like, she's calling me at 7 p.m. Yeah. This is like an inconvenient time. But like Stephanie Wigner gets shit done. She doesn't wait till the following day. The rest is history. I met you and Kyle a week later at Shoreport and you guys hired me and we did a little negotiation back and forth. You were a little nervous to hire me.
I was nervous to hire you. One of the things that I said to you during that 7 p.m. phone call is I was like, you're definitely overqualified for this role. So let's just acknowledge that. But for you coming from corporate, you had said you were wanting something that you would be inspired by that would have impact, that was like meaningful work in your life.
Yes, definitely. And I think that was the crucial part of that 1 year, new motherhood, losing my job, et cetera, was digging deep into who am I really? What do I really want to do? And then how much can I actually make and just be fine? Like I have a husband, we live together, we have a dual income. Like I don't have to make a crazy salary if it's selling my soul, essentially. And if I'm not going to be there as a mother, if I'm going to be stressed out all the time. And so it was really that work-life balance. I laugh at that because I know that we hate that term, but
We did some negotiating too, because I couldn't afford at the time to pay you what you were worth and definitely not match your six-figure salary that you had previously. And you essentially were like taking, like you were having faith in the company and me to be like, okay, this woman says that as long as we continue to grow and things exceed, like she'll take care of me. I have to trust that, which is also scary for somebody that you don't know.
Yes, 100%. That was like multiple conversations with my husband and my in-laws. I would say they've helped me with a lot of big decisions like this. And I think we all just had faith. Like I saw Steph's Instagram. I'm like, she's a bad bitch. I can believe in her. She has this confidence. She doesn't know where the business is going. I don't either. But you know what? If it doesn't work out, then it's fine. I just innately knew it was like the right decision. And I think there was this beautiful thing of you had to take a leap of faith to pay me more than you had ever paid someone in this type of role. Mm-hmm. And I had to take a leap of faith to take a pay cut, but know that I was going to pay dividends in the end.
Mm-hmm. So as we reflect back on the year of almost 1 year of working together, what do you think was like the most pivotal moment for us?
It's literally at the beginning, scale up. And that's just so cliche, but that just changed the trajectory of everything. I wasn't even supposed to go. So I was like, no.
I had my old executive assistant going. I was like, I think we got it covered. And Brandy was like, but we are going to host more events in the future. And I was like, oh, good point. Good point. Yeah, you should probably come and just take notes of what goes good, what goes bad, so we can fix it in the future. And literally looking back at that makes me die, because you like basically ran the whole event for me.
Yeah, it's insane to think that I wasn't going to come. That was a test of like, throw her at something that she has no idea really what to do. I hadn't ran an event on that scale. And it turned out to be so beautiful. I really got to see you step into your power and see all of the people just impacted and influenced. And I just remember in your hotel room at 5 a.m., Kyle's practicing his speech. I'm like crying. I shouldn't be crying at 5 a.m. He's like, Dr. Stephanie Wagner, we're pumped. I literally have chills now. And then you're going into your origin story. And I'm like, wow, you are literally taking generational trauma and turning it into generational wealth, not just for you, but for the 100 people that were in the room. That was just incredibly pivotal. And then on the back end of that, all of the amazing clients that really just changed the business forever. Mm-hmm. There's no going back, and there hasn't been going back. It's been all gas, no brakes.
It's just crazy to think it's almost a year ago that Scale Up happened, but it was truly so pivotal. And it also just showed us both. You had been working for me for maybe 2 weeks at that point. Yeah. And we're like, okay, we're throwing this 100-person event together, all these speakers, like coordinating these dinners and things like that. And it just went so smoothly. And I think even that early on, we both knew, we were like, holy shit, life is never going to be the same. And I think the beautiful thing about us having such a close networking relationship is that I see your strengths, you see my strengths. I also know where you need me to help out, where I need you to help out. There's times where I call you and I'm like, I like ramble all these things and you're like, it's fine. This is what's happening. I'm such a verbal processor. There's times on days you're working from home, I call you like 6 times. I'm like, Brandy, but I just have to get it out and tell it to somebody for somebody who will get it. And it's not that I'm even on a ledge and you have to talk me off, but it's just like this beautiful sounding board. And I also think that's important when you're hiring key players on your team, you have to value and respect their opinion. And I don't want to speak for you, but I don't think there's ever been a time where you're like, oh, Steph doesn't care what I think. I always care what you think. I'm like, what's your opinion on this? You're probably going to have a unique perspective, because I'm very driven. And like she said, I get what I want. And so I usually have my blinders on. I'm not looking at other things. I'm like, here's what's going to happen. But I do really appreciate your different perspective that allows us to come together, workshop things, and be able to run with it with both perspectives in mind.
Yeah, definitely. You need to have that level of respect for both sides. That has to be proven really early on. And you have to gain that trust from each other, right? We gelled so well and got so close and built this trusting relationship because of Scale Up, because it was stressful. Things went wrong. We just pivoted, figured it out. That's when we really just started to trust each other. I definitely think you value my opinion. That is just so crucial, especially being such a small team. Like sometimes you do think differently, and that's okay, because again, our backgrounds are different. Even for example, hiring this week, I had to walk you through, like, you think as a business owner, you've been a business owner your whole career. Mm-hmm. I think you were an associate for 6 months. It's such a small amount that you just forget those things. And it's like, hey, no, let's think differently. And sometimes you're always going to take my opinion, but no one beats Stephanie Wigner's intuition. I've learned that.
Because it always is true. 99%.
There's like a 1% is maybe not. I think having that respect for one another is so crucial.
Yeah. So let's give the listeners a little breakdown on how crazy January was for us. January, inside of this two-person mighty team, we do have Gabrielle and Nikki. Shout out to them as our coaches. But as you all know, they are running companies of their own. And on a 40-hour work week, Brandy and I are the ones super plugged in to the Wealthy Practitioner. And we just have went through it. We've went through 4 employees this month, trying to hire, had to let go of our media manager. We brought on a VA that fell asleep when Brandy was training him on the call. So we had to let him go. And then we were really excited because we made a hire for a contractor and then like a marketing assistant for us. And there was just some miscommunication, unmet expectations on the contractor end. So we let her go. And then we were super excited about this marketing assistant. And 2 weeks into the job, she let us know that essentially her partner was in Australia and she needed a job where she could just work when she wanted to. And that obviously doesn't work with us or our mission or our goals for what we're trying to build. So we were back to the drawing board, and it's crazy because as an entrepreneur, I'm just like, okay, fuck it, move on. Let's keep it rolling. But you definitely were like, oh my gosh, there was a party that was like, I put so much time and intentionality into training them and getting these SOPs ready and all of that.
Yes, it was definitely like a personal, I took all of these personal because it was 3 people, 1 month, a lot of training happening. And I viewed it as like all of my time was wasted on people that they just moved on or it wasn't the right thing at the end of the day. And I think really I learned that you can't sit in the suck. You have to move forward, right? I gave myself a few days and I'm like, F it, we just have to move on. Thank God I made all of these SOPs. Like this next training, you're getting 1 hour of me and you're getting the rest of them are just the straight SOPs. But I think it's like realizing sometimes decisions that people make on the outside are not pertaining to you. They're not personal. Mm-hmm. Everything isn't about me. Everything's not about stuff. Even as business owners, like if an employee leaves you, yes, it may suck, but it's not about you. They probably want to make their lives better. Mm-hmm. And the same way Steph talked about how we let go our media manager and as well as the contractor, but it made me think back to working in corporate America when I was laid off. A lot of people have their own opinion about corporate America that they don't have a soul, but it made me think about business owners and board members, like when they are doing layoffs, and layoffs suck for everyone, they're people too, but they're also trying to just sustain the business, right? They are like, okay, who are the people that we can keep that are going to keep the business afloat so we don't have to fully crumble or go bankrupt? That is how you really have to view these difficult decisions. Maybe this is going to suck for their personal life. My layoff was the best thing that happened to me, but you have to do what's going to be good for the business and what's going to continue to grow and drive the business. Sometimes that is just making these hard decisions and moving forward as soon as possible.
Sometimes I think people think we're savages at TWP because our clients will be like, man, you can't go to an event without having to go home and fire somebody. But I think it's crucial to constantly be analyzing your team too. And the expectations and the standards that you have set for yourself, you know what my expectations are. You know what my standards are. Like they are very clearly evident. We have metrics that we're working towards. We have shared goals that we're working towards. And it's really easy to let people try and defer you from what it is you want, or it's really easy to let behavior slip by that's less than ideal. But I think even myself, I've shared with you guys, I've really been expanded by having some of these tough conversations with other team members and other businesses this month. And it's really been such a beautiful thing because I feel like communication is better in those other businesses than it has been in a while just by having some of these tough conversations. So it's not always like it has to end in firing somebody, but it is calling them up to that next level and seeing if they can rise to that occasion. How do you think you have changed since working with TWP?
There's a million ways that I feel like I've changed. Really going through that difficult year, I had lost so much of my confidence. I don't know if I necessarily had the confidence ever. Ultimately, you've had me really shift my mindset of viewing myself higher. I would associate like my worth in overcoming my trauma. I thought that was the only good thing about me, is that I overcame this trauma and that's it. And that's just not the reality. Rather than saying I'm this trauma or I'm blah, 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 like I am an asset. I make 400% change in a year of the business. Obviously, it's not me. It's a whole team. But like having the confidence in that and the skill
set. To know you were a part of that.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Rather than, oh, I don't matter and I didn't do anything and it just happened. No, I worked hard for that. And I think that it's been a journey, right? Like, yes, obviously I'm an employee, but I also get to consume all the content. I go to the couples retreats, I go to the pop-ups, and not every single thing is applicable to me, but in a way it is, because I'm like, okay, you're saying these things to these business owners. How can I apply this to my life? You talk a lot about showing up as your higher self and like your future self and what you want to be and who that is. And really something that changed was, one, I lost a lot of weight. So you get your confidence back. But mm-hmm. two, dressing nicer. You were like, you really should invest in Nuuly, because none of my clothes were fitting. They were baggy. We went to New York City. I have these pants that were like four sizes too big. It just wasn't the vibe. And now I'm wearing Nuuly, which is like $100 pants, which at this time, I'm not going to pay for that. It's just not a priority for me to buy $100 jeans when I'm losing weight. Now I'm pregnant. So we'll see. But I think it's just the aspect of like, how good does this feel? Like I'm wearing this stuff that is nicer and it just makes me feel good. I'm putting more makeup on it. I'm doing my hair and I'm in leggings less. So like you show up as a different person, as a different employee, as a different mother, as a different wife. I think it really has impacted all facets of my life.
The Nuuly conversation, I had invested in this like VIP day for us in New York City, and we were celebrating our first 100K month. And we were like, okay, cool. Let's celebrate. Let's invest in the company. We're going to go and do this deep dive. And I had also gifted you Gucci earrings.
Yes.
And
I
was like, oh my God. Okay. And so I gave them to you in New York City. It was so fun. So cute. And we got back and we were working and she was like, oh, I'm just going to buy these outfits from Shein. And I was like, Brandy, I just gave you fucking Gucci earrings. You can no longer wear Shein, okay? That's not allowed. Amazon's fine. Amazon has some cute shit. We'll let it slide. But you need to look into Nuuly, because you're going to feel like an imposter with those earrings on and being in a $5 dress from China, right? So like that's when the Nuuly conversation came up and I was like, ooh, you should invest in this, knowing that that's a part of your budget. But that just goes so deeper than us like working on the business. Like mm-hmm. I want you to show up as your best and confident self. And if I can help you break through some of those limiting beliefs that you have and help you step into that role, that's my duty as a leader. That is my obligation. And it's one that I actually have a lot of fun with, that I'm like, okay, how can I raise everybody up around me? And that includes my team too. And you went to Nuuly and you haven't went back.
I haven't. Now some of my friends are going to Nuuly. So I'm getting that $20 off.
Now you're getting that affiliate, and that's how you leverage.
Yes. That just brings me to the other point of, you've also helped my money and mindset. Again, we talked about, I was making like six figures in corporate America, but I feel richer now making less than I did then, because I've been able to work on my money mindset mm-hmm. and be like, your worth isn't just in this number. It's in how you feel and how you spend it and how you invest it.
No matter how long you're a part of this company or not, which better be forever, but
yeah.
And all y'all that are on listening to this podcast that keep trying to poach her, by the way, like stop.
Yeah.
Okay. She is not up to be poachable. Okay. I will always beat whatever you got going on. I promise you that.
Stephanie is great at negotiating.
But no, for real. That's another thing we didn't mention. You started off as EA because I was like, hey, this is the role I'm hiring for. I have all this shit falling through the cracks. Knowing that the company had an insane trajectory lined out for it, we just had to rise to the occasion. And then I quickly promoted you. I don't play by the rules of, you have to be here X amount of time, right? I promoted you after 90 days. I gave you a raise. And then after getting through two events, I was like, okay, you definitely are more in a manager role now. And that felt really good to be able to give that to you as a small business and also be able to reward all your hard work. So I just want to encourage you guys out there listening that have a really killer team. If you wait to reward them, they will leave you for someone else that sees their potential and their skill sets. Somebody was just in my DMs the other day. Hey, I offered this doctor a salary. She accepted, but then she went back to her employer and said that she was leaving and they offered almost to double her salary. And I'm like, the only thing you need to ask that doctor is, do you want to work for somebody who doesn't see your worth until you're about to leave, or who acknowledges your worth from the ground up and wants to see you grow? Because those are way different work environments. For those of you listening to this, if you have a rock star, just acknowledge them. It doesn't always have to be in the form of bonuses or raises, but even just public acknowledgement. If you tap into our mastermind calls, I'm always shouting out Brandy on how smart she is and the skill set she has. has and the things that she's been able to really do well for our company. Same thing at the events. You can acknowledge your employees for what they like. And I really encourage you, ask them, do they like surprise gifts? Do they like additional time off? Do they like pay raises? Do they like acknowledgement? What is it that they like so that you can make them feel really seen and heard? Because an employee that feels seen, heard, and cared for is going to care way more about your mission than anything else. And it's truly priceless. So thank you for coming on today and sharing with our crew. If you guys haven't bought your tickets yet to Profit and Purpose, please do. We're already 70% sold out. I know some of you in our Facebook group are saying you're going to wait a couple of months. That's cool, but opportunities don't wait, and likely there won't be many tickets left. So grab your ticket while you can, get in the room, learn from me, learn from my powerhouse team, the people that I'm bringing to the workshop to pour into you, all the epic clients that I have. If you haven't checked out our wins on Instagram recently, you probably should do that because we're winning at TWP and we want to see you win too. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.